Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our all English lecture today, so don't rely on the crutch of the Chinese teacher. And hey, to make your experience even more authentic, close that dictionary right now or put down that smartphone and don't look up the words as we're talking. Try to listen to us from top to bottom, totally in English. And, you know, if you've got the recording of this program, you can always listen to it again.To increase your listening comprehension ability.
Yeah, it's good advice. Actually, I tell some of my private students, I just say, don't ever look at the English before you at least try to listen to it first. Mm. Because once you've seen the word, you no longer really have to listen as hard. It's easy. So what I recommend is actually listening to all of these things first.At least 2, 3, 4, 5 times. Write down some of the words that you think you hear, some that you aren't quite sure about. And then once you've really tried your best to figure it out, then you can look at the script.
Indeed. There are a lot of techniques and strategies that you can use to increase your English listening ability. Mm. But, you know, I guess you'll have to make that decision yourself. I think for me anyway, trying to do two things at the same time is kind of difficult. You either listen or you either read. And if you do both of them at the same time, it tends not to work for me, but that's myself. But in any case...that's kind of beside the point. What we're going to be talking about today is the cement industry in Taiwan, and it is putting Taiwan's landscape at risk. At least this filmmaker, Chi Bo-lin, seemed to think so when he was alive. Unfortunately, last summer, he passed away in a helicopter accident. Unfortunately, yeah. He was working on his second movie, but...At least the first one came out before he passed away, Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above. I've only seen that movie in bits and pieces. I have not seen it from beginning to end, but I think you've seen this before, haven't you?
I worked on this a little bit. I was asked to help translate some of the subtitles for this, and it was just wonderful because I got to see all of the footage before it was actually put together. It's beautiful. So, yeah, we're going to be talking about cement, though. I don't have much to do with cement usually because it's something that is used in construction.
Right.
And I don't actually work on construction sites. But we did have a sidewalk put in the back of my parents' home when I was a little girl. And I wanted to put my initials in the cement before it dried hard. So that's my only experience with cement. It's something that is used to make concrete.
Exactly. And, of course, as I was growing up, we used the words cement and concrete. We used those two words interchangeably.
True.
Although, technically, they are different. Cement is a component of concrete. And concrete, of course, is a building material. And you got to have cement to make concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the cement industry here in Taiwan. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson now one time.
The shocking news of celebrated filmmaker Chi Bo-lin's death in a helicopter crash rocked Taiwan in June 2017. Chi's film Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above, not only showcased the nation's stunning beauty from panoramic aerial viewpoints, but also laid bare the devastating environmental impacts that decades of industrial growth have had.Chi was particularly critical of Taiwan's cement industry, and his death, though terrible, renewed public interest in Taiwan's mining activities and the environmental destruction that's transpired as a result. Cement, which is manufactured from limestone, is used as the binding agent in concrete. Taiwan's cement industry began with the establishment of the Taiwan Cement Corporation,in 1946, and Asia Cement Corporation, ACC, in 1957. Many of their mines were established long before modern environmental regulations were put in place, and only a fraction of them have been required to undergo an environmental impact assessment. What's worse, ACC's Xincheng Mine, which is adjacent to Taroko National Park, was secretly granted a 20-year extension of its mining rights without the need for an impact assessment in March 2017. Eventually, the extension became public knowledge, and the nonprofit environmental group Citizen of the Earth Taiwan started an online petition to have the mine shut down. The group has good reason for wanting the mine closed. Essential as cement is, concrete is the world's second most widely consumed resource. Its production comes with enormous environmental costs. Quarrying for limestone to make cement strips the land of its natural resources, from the trees and topsoil to the nutrients underneath. This, plus the energy, water, and other resources required to process it, and the dangerously high levels of carbon dioxide released during production, have serious consequences. This begs the question, how far is Taiwan's cement industry willing to go for economic benefit with such limited resources and fragile landscapes in jeopardy?
Okay, everybody, the time has arrived for us to discuss today's lesson in detail. Again, this is our all-English lecture, so we'll try to avoid speaking any other languages other than English.
No Spanish.
No Spanish, and no Chinese, no Japanese,
no French.
Arabic or whatever. But in any case here, the title of our article for today is Cement Industry, or the Cement Industry Here in Taiwan, Puts Taiwan's Landscape at Risk. Of course, the landscape here refers to the natural environment here. Oftentimes, landscape is used to talk about things you can see, like landscape painting or something. But in this particular case, the word landscape is referring to the environment. If you bring cement out of the ground, well, it comes out as limestone. Limestone is used to make cement. But taking that limestone out of the ground might have an effect on the landscape. It's putting it at risk. The key phrase here is to put something at risk,
right,
which means to put something or place something in kind of a dangerous situation.
Yeah, so that something might happen to it. You don't want to put your health at risk by staying up and playing video games for hours and hours without taking care of getting your sleep and eating healthy. No, don't put your health at risk. You don't want to put your savings at risk by investing in risky ventures. Maybe a friend wants you to invest in a new scheme they've thought of. Be careful. Don't put something that you really value at risk if possible. You want to avoid that.
Okay, so let's talk about the actual contents here. The shocking news of celebrated filmmaker Chi Bo-lin's death in a helicopter crash rocked Taiwan in June 2017. I remember that news. It was on TV when I was sitting down for a bowl of fool's noodles, shagua mian, at a restaurant in Xindian. It was on the news.
You just said Chinese, you know that?
Oh, no, I did. I guess I should be punished for that. I suppose I can have an infraction once in a while. But in any case here, this is, of course, the famous filmmaker. Celebrated just means famous here. And the news of his death in a helicopter crash rocked Taiwan. Everybody was shocked by that. Chi's film Beyond Beauty, Taiwan from Above, not only showcased the nation's stunning beauty from panoramic aerial viewpoints, but also laid bare the devastating environmental impacts that decades of industrial growth have had. That's a long sentence here. It's got the not only but also pattern in here, which is quite common in the Chinese language, so don't worry about that too much. But the film not only did something, but it also did something else. So it not only showcased or showed us the stunning beauty of Taiwan, but it also showed us some of the negative effects of development on the environment here, basically. That's what that sentence says. So again, showcase means to show something in a good light. Stunning means it's so beautiful that it actually stuns you. It shocks you. You go, oh, wow, that's so beautiful. I've got to take a picture of that. that panoramic here just means a very wide angle shot going from left to right, usually going almost out to 180 degrees. A panoramic shot. I think a lot of cell phones these days are equipped with that ability to take panoramic shots. It's even wider than wide angle shots.
Nice. I don't think my phone does that. So you were able to see some beautiful landscape.Film of beautiful landscapes in Taiwan by watching this. I wanted to mention here it says that the film also laid bare. If you lay bare something, it just means you show something very clearly. Maybe someone is trying to hide something, conceal something. They don't want to be honest, but if you lay bare or laid bare, it is the past tense version of this or form. If you lay bare something, it means you make it very clear what's going on. So they laid bare the devastating environmental impacts that decades of industrial growth have had. I remember the first time it wasn't the first time I'd seen Sun Moon Lake, but I had been there years and years ago, actually decades ago. And it was just so fresh and natural. And then when I returned to Taiwan in 2004, I went to Sun Moon Lake to visit a friend. I couldn't believe all of the construction that had gone on since I'd been away from Taiwan. So that's some of the devastating environmental impact that they're talking about. I wanted to mention impact is one of those words that can be countable or uncountable. I would tend to just say devastating environmental impact because you're talking about one kind of impact, but it's not incorrect to say impacts here. You can use either one. Be careful with that word, though. Chi was particularly critical of Taiwan's cement industry. So he criticized the industry itself. And I think it had kind of a big impact even when he was still alive. But after his death, of course, they started talking about his contributions to Taiwan and to society. And so this issue of the cement industry and how it's hurting the landscape or the environment, you could say, in Taiwan, it came up again, of course.
Exactly. So he was critical. He criticized the cement industry. And, it kind of makes me wonder if that was not an accident or something. I'm sure they did some kind of investigation. But in any case, yes, the Taiwan cement industry is probably extremely strong and influential. Lots of people make their living by making cement and working in the construction industry and stuff like that. So he was critical of the cement industry.He was saying it was bad. And his death, though terrible, renewed public interest in the mining activities in Taiwan and the environmental destruction that's transpired as a result of all those mining activities. So, yes, even though he died, people thought, oh, that's so shocking. He actually died. Gee, I should go see that movie and see what it's all about. So it probably renewed this interest. They became interested again. Yeah, what are we doing? I mean, yes, we're trying to develop our country, build modern buildings and stuff like that, provide jobs for everybody. But at what cost? Yeah. Are we going to destroy our home in the process? What good are all these buildings if we destroy the environment and we don't have any air to breathe or fresh water to drink? People are raising these questions. All right, everybody, let's take a little bit of a break right now.
Okay, moving on to the next paragraph. It starts out by saying cement, which is manufactured from limestone, it's a type of rock, is used as the binding agent in concrete. Now, cement, we talked about it earlier. Tom talked about how it's an ingredient if you're making concrete. Concrete's essential if you're building very big, strong buildings. Long ago, buildings were made out of a lot of wood, but they had concrete even long, long ago. It is something that's very, very strong, you could say. Once it dries, because you pour it wet, once it dries, you can't do anything with it. So if you manufacture something, this is a word we use to talk about something that's made in large quantities, typically in a factory with big pieces of machinery, and that's what... they do to make the cement. First, though, they have to get some limestone. I didn't know it came from limestone. This is new for me. I'm not really into rocks. Limestone is kind of a soft rock, as far as I know, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's a sedimentary rock, just like sandstone, but it's made, what is limestone made from? I think it's
calcium carbonate
or dolomite. There you go.
I don't even know dolomite.
Those are some of the constituents or the ingredients of limestone. So yes, indeed, you get the limestone first to make the cement, and then that is used as a binding agent in concrete. Binding means to kind of make things stick together. Agent is something that makes something possible. So, yes, it's in the concrete to hold it together, basically. Mm. And Taiwan's cement industry began with the establishment of the Taiwan Cement Corporation way back in 1946, just after the end of World War II, and also Asia Cement Corporation, or ACC, in 1957. So those companies have been around for a long time, and many of their mines were established long before modern environmental regulations were put in place, and only a fraction of them have been required to undergo an environmental impact assessment. So back then, just like anywhere, people thought, oh, our resources are limitless. It doesn't matter if we, you know, dig a big hole in the ground and cut down maybe 1,000 trees or something. Who cares?
Yeah.
There's plenty of trees in the central mountain range. Who cares? We've got plenty of those. And so, of course, they were established before those regulations were put in place. So later on, they realized, hey, we can't keep cutting down those trees and polluting the rivers. Eventually, everything's going to be polluted. So they started having these regulations or these laws to control these things, and they were put in place. The government enacted those laws, and you would be punished if you broke those laws. They were put in place. They were enacted, you could also say. But only a small part, a fraction, which means like 1/5, 1/8, 1/16 or something. That's a fraction. Only a small number of them have been required to undergo an environmental impact assessment. To undergo means to have it happen to you. You might undergo surgery, for example, if you have a tumor growing inside of you. And they have to have this environmental impact assessment. I guess they have to apply to the government and say, hey, we're planning on building this factory in a certain place, and we need to show you what effect this is going to have on the environment to see if it's within the regulations. So that's what an environmental impact assessment is. An assessment just means you collect all sorts of information in order to come to some kind of conclusion.
So what's worse, ACC's Xincheng mine, we don't have the Chinese here, and I don't know if that pinyin's very good, but it looks like Xincheng, Xincheng maybe. This mine was adjacent or next to Taroko National Park. So if you're adjacent, if someone's sitting adjacent to you or living adjacent to you, they're next door. They're right next to you. So it was adjacent to the beautiful Taroko National Park, which is just so beautiful and lovely. This particular ACC group, this corporation, they were secretly granted or given a 20-year extension of its mining rights without the need for an impact assessment. This happened in March 2017. Ooh, I don't like things that are done secretly between our government and companies. There's usually something not so honest going on when that happens. If you grant somebody something, you do give it to them, but usually we use this verb to talk about someone who has some sort of power, or maybe they're in a position of authority. A judge can grant somebody who's in court, they can grant them something. I guess I could grant my friend the use of my car. But usually we use grant. Like I said, if somebody who has some sort of authority or they have some sort of power, they're letting somebody who is not so powerful have something.
Right. And you could say that permission is granted sometimes. May I have permission to speak now? Yes, permission is granted. You may speak, etc. And of course, this extension was granted secretly. An extension means the time can go beyond a certain date to another date. A lot of times if you're traveling to a foreign country and you want to stay there longer, you might get an extension on your visa. Your tourist visa was originally for 1 month, and maybe you can get an an extension of another month so that you can travel some more.
Okay, so that happened. Eventually, the extension became public knowledge. That usually happens. So if you try to do something secretly, watch out. In the future, someone's going to uncover what's been done. So it became public knowledge. And this nonprofit environmental group called Citizen of the Earth Taiwan, they then started an online petition to have the mine shut down. So they thought, hey, you did this. You did this wrong. We're just going to shut you down. A petition is something that's pretty popular these days. If someone's unhappy, especially about something a company is doing or a government's doing, they get this online petition. It says on the top, it'll say, I think that what they're doing is bad, and you sign your name. And if they get enough signatures, usually it can lead to some action taking place. Not always, but it can. So that's what a petition is. It's a formal written request. And like I said, it's signed by a lot of people. I sign online petitions quite frequently, actually.
I think I volunteered to get signatures for a fair rent petition when I was going to university. And so enough signatures were gathered on that petition. So the city council had to consider the proposal. They turned it down later. They said there were some problems with it.
It should have been
rephrased or something like that. I'm not sure if I supported fair rents, but it was a good experience to go out there and talk to people. Hey, would you like to sign this petition? Fair rent sounds pretty cool. But in any case, there is this online petition. I assume it's still going on here, and I don't know if they've actually shut down the mine or not. I have a feeling they probably haven't, because these companies are just too powerful and the government just doesn't want to make them angry in any way.
Well, it would also affect a lot of people's employment or their jobs, so that's kind of hard too.
Sure.
When you shut down a company, you're affecting the economy and the livelihood of people too, so you have to remember that. Moving on to the final paragraph, it says the group has good reason for wanting the mine closed. If you have a good reason for wanting to do something, it means whatever action you're thinking about makes sense. It's logical. You can explain why you want something to happen because there's reason or logic behind it.
That's right. So the group has good reason for wanting the mine closed. Essential, or as important as cement is, concrete is the world's second most widely consumed resource. It doesn't say what the first one here is, but
oil, gas,
maybe oil, I don't know, or water, perhaps. But in any case, it's the second most widely consumed resource. So of course, that tells us how important cement is. Its production comes with enormous environmental costs. Yes, indeed. If you work related to cement, of course, lots of people's lives depend on cement and concrete and construction. So it's no easy thing to just shut a mine down. There will be lots of unemployment, and then you'll have another problem on your hands. So indeed, when the cement is, of course, produced, however, there is this environmental impact, and it comes with these enormous environmental costs. I guess there's no way to really take limestone out of the earth without having some kind of effect on the earth.
Now, this next word is probably one that a lot of our listeners haven't seen before. A quarry is a mine. So if you quarry for something, you're actually mining. You're extracting something from the earth. So it's just another word for mining. So mining for limestone to make cement strips the land of its natural resources. So as you mine for limestone, it really does damage the environment. It's not ever good if you see this phrase, to strip the land of something. If you strip the land of something, you completely consume it, so it's no longer there. A lot of times we have to strip a piece of land of all of the forests and the trees on the land, so there's no longer any trees available, so strip. If we use it just in real regular life, you might put a piece of tape on your arm. If you strip it off, it hurts because it takes the hair on your arm off to strip. Or a lot of my mom used to do furniture. She would get an old antique piece of furniture and she'd take the paint off and she'd redo it, right? So she would strip the wood of the paint. So it's taking something off or consuming something entirely.
Yes, as an example here, I could say the war has stripped the refugees of their human rights. Basically, they've had their human rights taken away because of the war.
Mm.
And quarrying here is a difficult word to say. Quarrying, and that's different from mining. Mining means you kind of dig a hole in the ground and go inside the hill, but quarrying usually involves a large open pit. And, of course, quarrying for limestone does strip the land of some of its natural resources. And we got a range of things from the trees and topsoil to the nutrients underneath. So, yes, the trees, of course, have to be cut down. And then the soil on top there, topsoil, is the soil we usually use to grow crops and things like that.
It's the good kind of soil.
Indeed. And say goodbye to the topsoil there. And it also strips the land of the nutrients underneath, which would be the things underneath the soil there, which would help produce plants later on. They're kind of like fertilizer, I guess, but their nutrients there, they would be gone too, so the land would never be able to be used for farming in the future. This, plus the energy, water, and other resources required to process it, and the dangerously high levels of carbon dioxide released during production, have serious consequences. So, yes, in order to do quarrying for limestone, you need to use lots of energy, you know, digging the dirt out there. You need to use lots of water to wash everything. And then, of course, you're using other resources as well. To refine it. And this also results in lots of carbon dioxide going into the air, which is bad for the environment here. And all of these things have serious consequences.
Okay, now the next sentence starts out with this. This begs the question, and then there's a colon, and then the question follows. We'll often use that to talk about an issue where we've lined up all of the reasons why we believe this position is this way, or we've explained something quite thoroughly with a lot of details, but you might still have people out there listening who have questions about what you've just said. Well, this begs a question. This is a question that usually comes to mind after people hear about this particular situation. How far is Taiwan's cement industry willing to go for economic or economic benefit with such limited resources and fragile landscapes in jeopardy? How far will you go to actually mine this limestone if it does damage the environment so horribly, because our landscapes are quite fragile and they're in jeopardy. In jeopardy, of course, is similar to being at risk.
Right. Fragile, of course, means easily broken. That's the American pronunciation, fragile. You will hear Brits and Canadians saying fragile. Those are two different pronunciations. They're both correct. And if something's in jeopardy, that means it's at risk, as you said. So, of course, how far are we going to go? We want to have jobs. We want to make money when we want to build things. But at what cost are we going to destroy the environment in the process? Only time will tell. Hopefully, we can kind of reach some compromise here so people can keep their jobs and Taiwan can continue to be as beautiful as it has always been. Okay, that brings us to the end of our discussion for today. It's time for us to say goodbye, and we're not going to hear from the Chinese teacher. The Chinese teacher is off today having a little bit of a holiday in Taroko Gorge, taking pictures of the limestone quarry there, and going to come back with some information for us later on, but we'll talk about that again in the future. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.